This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
I think I'm going to throw you a curveball here. So, you know, I've been watching all of these true crime shows and thrillers on Netflix, and I was having this discussion. Do you think you have ever met somebody who was a killer? Like, think about it. Like, I've been watching all these shows, and it's always these, like, normal people that lead these normal lives. So do you think you have ever come into close contact with somebody who has killed somebody? That's our dark thought of the day.
Who has killed somebody? I think I met someone who has the potential to kill somebody. I think I've met people who have that in them. They just need the right trigger. Have I ever met a murderer? Yeah, maybe. I look at him every day in the mirror. I say, there he is right there. All he needs is one thing to send him over the edge. Are you kidding me? I live with that guy every single day, Chelsea. I have to fight the urge every day not to come in here and lose my mind. I'm surprised I got a show, but they didn't check my record, and that's not my fault.
Well, now, when you eventually kill somebody, we will have some records and some video to pull from when they make a true crime documentary about you on Lifetime or whatever, you know, station you choose. Maybe it's going to be on 2020 or Dateline. Which one would you prefer?
I would prefer Dateline. They do a better job. They have a larger set of reporters known for their investigative skills when it comes to crime. Also, look at me. Look at the way I'm dressed today. Guess where I put my victims based on how I'm dressed? A wood chipper. Can't you just imagine me going home and just... That's what I'd do. Absolute serial killer.
Well, I thought that shirt looked like a nice Christmas-themed shirt that you might wear in your Olin Mills Christmas tree portraits.
Nope.
But now I have a completely different outlook on that shirt. It's the shirt that you wear when you put your victims in the wood chipper. All right. Well, this is taking a turn, as it always does on this show, because we are bright rays of positivity and sunshine. But let's welcome in producer Shay to help make sense of today's NFL headlines.
Fact or fiction?
Well, let's get started with Monday Night Football. Jenks, Taylor Heinicke has killer instinct and has led the Washington football team to three straight wins as an underdog. So, fact or fiction, Heinicke is the second best quarterback in the NFC East.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Second best, obviously, Dak is number one. So, essentially, we're saying, is he better than Jalen Hurts or not? I'm not putting Danny Dimes in this conversation. Well, let me go for the kill here. I'm going to say, no, he's not. I'm going to say fiction. I'm going to give it to Jalen Hurts, I guess, just because Jalen Hurts has, he has a higher ceiling. This is so tough. I'm going to go fiction. I'm going to say it's Jalen Hurts. He had a really bad game, threw some bad interceptions, had three picks last week. But overall, he can do it with his arm. He can do it with his legs. He's younger. Taylor Heinicke's been in this league for a while. And I don't think he's the future of the Washington football team. There's a reason for that. He's been a nice fill-in. He's done a nice job driving the car, as they say. But I think Jalen Hurts is probably number two based on his potential. So I'm going to say fiction.
Yeah, it seems like the obvious answer, right? And I'm looking for stats that try to back that up. But I feel like it's just ingrained in our brains that Taylor Heinicke is a backup. But maybe he's not. Like, looking at the caliber of quarterbacks we have in the NFL today, it's just hard to find a guy that is good for not only one season, but multiple seasons. It's just hard to find those guys. But when it comes to, you know, career statistics, like none of these guys are lighting up the stat sheet. Jalen Hurts had 13 touchdowns to 8 interceptions last season or this season. And last season it was 6 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. So it's not, you know, the greatest of competition, but I'll give it to Jalen Hurts just because I do think the potential is there. And at least he is a threat with his legs, which they're starting to use a little bit better when it comes to the offensive play calling in Philadelphia.
I'm going to sound like Jenks when we did the Mac Jones, Baker Mayfield thing and just say, like, I don't think this is about upside. I feel like Taylor Heinicke right now is the second best quarterback in the NFC East. He's got the results. He's leading his team. He can make all the throws. He's not exactly, you know, the stationary guy. I mean, he's not a statue. He's quick in a phone booth, as they say. You know, I think he can move around a little bit. So I'm not going to just say just because Jalen Hurts can run either. Like, I really think right now Heinicke's playing better football than Jalen Hurts. I think he's playing better football than Danny Dimes, who isn't. I think Taylor Heinicke right now is the second best quarterback in the NFC East, and probably long term it's Jalen Hurts, but that's not the game I'm playing right now. I'm playing who's the second best quarterback in the division today, and to me it's Heinicke. Well, Mike McCarthy tests positive for COVID-19 and will not be able to coach the Cowboys on Thursday against the Saints. So fact or fiction, Chelsea, this is bigger news than when Amari Cooper missed the last two games.
No. Have you seen the time management that Mike McCarthy has displayed in some of these games? Half the time, I feel like he doesn't know how much time is left on the clock because, you know, it's been, you know, head-scratching decisions not to call timeouts and maybe get a few more points on the board. So, no, he's not worth more than Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is actually on the field. He's actually one of the best receivers. And this is a Cowboys team that's been banged up. A couple of games ago, they had CeeDee Lamb go out in the middle of the game. They didn't have him. And Amari Cooper still has some of the best hands in the NFL. So, no, he's not worth more, despite all of his motivational tactics where he uses those crazy, you know, lines from Austin Powers, of all things, because that's what you think of when you think of motivation is Austin Powers, right? So, no, he does not mean more, especially to the spread, than Amari Cooper.
Fiction in a huge way. Think about all the weapons that they have at their disposal. You have Dak Prescott, you have Zeke, you have Michael Gallup, you have CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. So if Cooper doesn't play, doesn't matter because there's just too many. What about Dalton Schultz? Is that the guy's name, the tight end for Dallas? They have too many guys on that offense that can perform without Amari Cooper. If Mike McCarthy misses the game, big deal. You got Dan Quinn there. He knows to coach an NFL team. All he has to do is give the ball to Dak, say, Dak, do your thing. We'll call some plays. It's not like Mike McCarthy is any sort of offensive genius anyway. He's not, so fiction.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the spread here, and I agree this is fiction, by the way, but, like, the Cowboys were -6 yesterday. Now they're -4.5. You're telling me Mike McCarthy just not being on the sideline moves the spread 1.5? If this keeps going and it's like Cowboys -4, I think you have to buy back in on Dallas because, like, I don't think Mike McCarthy not being there is changing a whole lot. He was on the sideline when they laid an egg against Denver. He was on the sideline a week ago. Like, I think him being out is not the end of the world here. If the Cowboys, if you believe that they're going to go out and beat the Saints, it's not going to be a huge difference than in a short week, whether or not your head coach has to do meetings over Zoom or whatever. Like, I don't think this is a huge deal. I definitely don't think it's as huge a deal as their number one receiver being out.
Well, and also we've seen this scenario before, right? Cliff Kingsbury didn't coach a game for the Cardinals and they still won, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. We have seen this with head coaches, and I just, like, Dan Quinn knows the game plan. Like, Mike McCarthy can still kind of install his game plan. And honestly, Chelsea, you might be right. Like, getting his time management off the sideline may be a boon for the Cowboys more than anything.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Oh, man.
Well, the Vikings.
I agree.
The Vikings lost to the 49ers on Sunday, but going forward, they will have to play without running back Dalvin Cook the next couple weeks. Cook tore his labrum and dislocated his shoulder. So, fact or fiction, Jenks, even if Cook comes back for week 15, the Vikings season is over.
I'm going to say fiction here. The Vikings are only 5-6. The NFC is weak at the bottom. And what you have to do here is look at their schedule. At the Lions, then it's the Steelers, who are trash right now. At the Bears, they can beat the Bears. Rams, who could probably beat them but aren't playing good football either. Then it's at the Packers, then the Bears again. So it's not that I think Minnesota is a great football team. They're not. Kirk Cousins threw some really bad passes late in that one. Just had a chance to win and could not be accurate at all. But ultimately, in a weak NFC with this schedule remaining, they could end up 9-8, even maybe 8-9, and end up in the postseason. So I'm going to say fiction. I don't think their season is sunk yet.
Yeah, I'm going to say fiction too, just because I think the last time Dalvin Cook was out, Alexander Mattison filled in pretty nicely. I think he had over 100 yards rushing. And plus, it's an offense that still has some really solid weapons when it comes to the passing game with Thielen and Justin Jefferson. And Kirk Cousins, when he is good and when he uses those weapons to an advantage and he's not turning over the football, like, he can be a pretty solid quarterback. So you're looking at the NFC, and there's only a couple of teams that have more than 5 wins who aren't winning their division. We've got the Rams at 7-4, the Niners at 6-5. So I think it's definitely still a thing for the Vikings. They can still make the playoffs. I think so.
Yeah, I think that actually I expect them to make the playoffs. You look at the rest of their schedule, the division that they play in, the overall weakness of the NFC, and then, Chelsea, you nailed it. Like, Dalvin Cook being out is not a death sentence for this offense. Alexander Mattison is a very capable fill-in running back. They can still kind of expose defenses with their scheme and their offensive line. So I do think, like, they'll be able to manufacture a running game, whether Dalvin Cook's there or not. They'll lose some of the explosiveness. They're not going to have the 60-yard run plays or the huge touchdowns and highlight reels. But they're still very capable of having, like, 100-yard rushing games. And I'm confident that the Vikings will make the playoffs. Well, LSU shocked the world last night by hiring away Notre Dame's Brian Kelly. So, fact or fiction, Chelsea, Urban Meyer should abandon his NFL job and coach the Irish.
I would say fact, and I think Urban Meyer belongs in college football. We have seen it. It has not played out well for him in the NFL. He's not used to having the talent, gap between teams that he did at Ohio State. He could just out-athlete people at Ohio State because he was such a good recruiter and because Ohio State was just that much more talented than a lot of the teams in the Big Ten. It's not like that in the NFL, especially with the Jaguars. He's got a rookie quarterback. He's not enjoying life down there. And he's so tightly wound that this losing thing has really affected him. But I will say, going to Notre Dame, which is a Catholic school, is there any kind of reservations with a guy like Urban Meyer? Like, I know he didn't commit a crime, but his record is not exactly squeaky clean. So I don't know. He's a good college coach, one of the better college football coaches, in recent history. So maybe that trumps all, but I do have questions.
Fact, I just wish he would abandon football altogether. I'm so tired of Urban Meyer. He's a bad dude, and he's skated by on being a bad guy for a long time just because he's won football games. And in the NFL, he has been garbage. Last week, James Robinson fumbled the football. Best player on your team fumbles the football. They take him out and leave him out for like 16 plays so that Carlos Hyde can play. What are you doing? Then they asked him about it after the game. He didn't have the answer. He said, just ask my offensive coordinator. Are you the head coach or what? How are you leaving your best player off the field? on one of your most important drives of the game in the second quarter. What are you doing? Urban Meyer has made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision as head coach of the Jags. He doesn't belong in the NFL. I wish he would stay out of football altogether, but winning, having the currency that it does in college football, he'll probably find a job in the sport if he wants it. So I'll say fact, he should abandon his NFL job, but I don't want to see him anywhere.
I do think that he belongs in college. I don't know if Notre Dame's the spot. It's a little bit more of an uphill recruiting battle than he would have had at Ohio State or that he would have had at Florida. I feel like Notre Dame is Luke Fickell's job, like right, first rights of refusal there, so maybe not the Urban Meyer route. Oklahoma, on the other hand, I could see Urban Meyer being like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go chill in Norman. Recruiting would be a little easier. Oh, God, put Jenks in hell. He'd be busting Jenks' Texas ass every few weeks, huh?
Kill me.
Once a year.
Kill me.
No, oh,
not Urban Meyer
bars
on Texas. Oh, no, Jenks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that in existence.
No, that's all right, man. I've already talked about being a murderer. I might as well go all in. That would send me over the edge. I was looking for a reason. Man, you just put it in my head just now. Oh, my God, that sounds terrible. Herbs going to the SEC, having to play that joker once a year, that would be the end of me. I'd move straight to hockey. I'd jump on the Titans bandwagon with you, Chelsea. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it.
Well, he'd have a brand new set of bars to explore and scout out the talent, you know, in between games for Urban. But that's the thing, like, winning trumps everything. If he wins there, no one will care about what he does on the weekends, or if he's skipping, you know, team flights home to go chill at a pub
in Norman. They'd put away their phones and say, you deserve it, Urban. Have a good time, buddy. Good win this weekend.
Oh, man, I wish it wasn't like that, but it is. Winning trumps all when it comes to college football.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.